Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to the Twin Ports Real Estate Show. Jim Ronning and Gary Callagher here from REMAX. I, of course, am down here in Florida, Punta Gorda area. And Mr. Callagher is still back up in the Twin Ports. Gary, how's it going today?
Yes, we are still here, Jim. We are, but I'll say this, and I got to tell you something. After last winter,
yeah,
with all the record snow that we had, I was not looking forward to this winter.
Right.
I mean, and it was a point as we got into the fall to where I was just like, I don't want to deal with this again. This,
right.
You know, as you get older, you just, you know, I don't know what happens, but I didn't want to deal with the snow. And so I was bummed out. I mean, I was just, you know, and so in any event, it's currently, you know, December, when this show airs, it'll be December 16th.
Right.
And Jim, we don't have any snow on the ground up here in the Twin Ports.
That's right.
And the temperature
it's
been
right?
raining the last day and a half.
Yeah, it's been a nice start to a winter.
And earlier this week, Jim, we doggone near got to 50 degrees
yes.
on one of the days. And so it certainly doesn't feel like Christmas up here. We're not going to have snow on the ground for Christmas. And I've got to tell you, you know, the people that we meet and the people that we talk to as we're showing houses and everything, there seems to be somewhat of a happiness out there amongst people, because everybody that I talk to, this weather seems to always come up. And people are just, they're comfortable with the way it is right now. And it's just, it's interesting to see that, but we don't have any snow and nobody's complaining.
Well, when you brought it up, I looked at the long range forecast here, and, you know, just about through the end of the year, it looks like it's going to be comfortable in the 30s, you know, every day. You know, high of 38 a week from now. So, I mean, yeah, I hear you there. And it's good for real estate sales as far as people being able to tune into a house, you know, rather than not be able to see everything because of the snow on the ground. So I know that always created, you know, I wouldn't say urgency, but it helped people make a decision, where a lot of times when there's a lot of snow on the ground, people can't really visualize enough. So yeah, it's the weather is a good thing right now for you guys. Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, listen, this is important stuff, what you just said. I mean, snow on the ground, especially when it comes to somebody buying land.
Mm-hmm.
If you're buying land, and I have a rule of thumb I tell people, is like, I don't consider buying land when there's snow on the ground, unless I'm familiar with it. I've seen it without snow on the ground, but once the snowpack hits the ground, to me, it's very difficult to, you know, assess land and how it looks. And so we're not dealing with that right now. And I've actually been out for a particular client of mine looking at some land recently, walking different parcels of land, and you're able to see there's no snow. And I think that's really good to be able to get this late in the season and to be able to see that. The other thing that we deal with when it comes to snow and the weather up here is, you know, when you have a snow event and you have snow on the ground and everything, people walk into people's houses, you get sloppy, you know, you get the snow on your boots, all that type of stuff. They got to put their throw rugs down, and it's a little bit messier for a homeowner,
right?
When people go walk into their house, simply because of the sloppiness that comes with the snow, you know. So we're not just dealing with that this year so far, and it's a very comfortable you know, feeling for people that we don't have to deal with this at this point. And so very interesting to see what we're dealing with.
Well,
but,
and you know,
Jim, having said that, there's a whole new buzz going on in the real estate world right now, especially here in the Twin Ports, and I think across the country. Because I hope that we have seen the peak of these mortgage rates, because they're definitely on a downward trend.
They are.
As of Friday, the yield on the 10-year Treasury note which typically dictates the mortgage rates, it's under 4. And we haven't seen it under 4 for quite some time. And so to see that on that downward trend is very good. It's very encouraging. And the high peaks that we saw in the late September, early part of October, you know, when these rates briefly crossed the 8% threshold, it's good to see them back down. They're running a little bit over 6.5. 30-year conventional is 6.625. FHA 30-year is 6.625, and the 30-year VA is at 6.5. So we're getting into a much more comfortable situation for mortgage rates. And it's just funny how when this happens, you can feel the energy come back into the marketplace. And it's been noticeable with people requesting showings and, you know, moving forward. So I think this is a really good thing. And I don't know how you're doing, you know, if you can feel the same energy down in your marketplace, how is your market reacting to this?
Well, you know, that's funny you bring that up. Our market is totally different this year in one sense. We have healthy inventory. There's a lot of things that play for that. We have a lot of houses for sale. But the interest rates have been relatively calm. I think we've talked about this over the last few shows that we've been able to do, you know, dancing around local sports that occur in our time slot. And what I'll say about it is that people are used to it. You know, people are used to the rates. They've kind of adjusted their thought process. I don't think that anybody's thinking that they're going to drop down into the, you know, fours anymore. They're just kind of, you know, understanding. But, you know, we have heightened inventory. And so far, year over year, it's probably about a 7% drop in value maybe. But now I've been reading lately, Gary, that and kind of following it too. Our sales are up, but it's starting to get into that season of us, our season, you know. And so everything is kind of ticking up. The number of sales that are being from an active point to a pending point, those are going up. So I'm very optimistic that once we get past Christmas, you know, then we're right into our full year here. Of activity where we are the most active. I'm very confident that I think we're going to have a pretty good year down here. So, I think that the rates are kind of they're obviously a concern, but there's not such a shock anymore. And when you see the rates drop a half a point like they have recently, or more. I mean, that encourages.
Yeah, they're down over a full percent. Right. I mean, they're almost at 6.5. They're almost on 1.5% from what their highs were, and that's a pretty significant drop.
Yeah,
and
I'm saying that there was.
That's in basically the last month, Jim, that we've seen.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is that in 1 week's time, we've seen over just a couple of days, there have been chunks that have dropped, I mean, so it's significant. I think the rates are stabilizing. The Fed didn't touch them, so that was good. They didn't go up or down. Excuse me. It's all good. I think that the market here is going to be pretty healthy. I love the fact that we have inventory. I can't tell you how much, it's just not very much fun. And you know this. I mean, we've been showing houses or selling real estate like this for years where there's no inventory and everybody's tripping over everybody else's offer. I mean, it's just an uncomfortable situation. So I love this market a little bit more than I did when it was so tight. And, I think that we're going to have a good year this year. What about you? What do you think about 2024?
Well, yeah, we've got some predictions coming up in our next segment and some interesting predictions, but one thing I'm curious about down in your marketplace,
sure.
I know last year at this time, you were still dealing with the aftermath of, I think it was Hurricane Ian.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of devastation that was going on, and it certainly stymied things. And then I have a client that lives up in the Sarasota area, and they had indicated to me last year that they felt this massive amount of people more than they had ever experienced, you know, in the winter months down there, because they're snowbirds. They go down there. And this year I was talking to her, and she said she noticed that there was a drop in overall people. She didn't feel the same level of the amount of people in their area that she had last winter. And she believes that because of the hurricane last year, that everybody kind of migrated north and got out of that area, the areas that were devastated for a while. Have you noticed any impact in your population or your activity with people down in your market this year versus last year?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people, call them snowbirds, call them whatever you want. You know, the, when we started out buying a house down here in Florida, it was going to be our cabin. So, oh, geez, you know what, Gary, we're up on a break. Let's continue this right after our break. Folks, you're tuned into the Twin Ports Real Estate Show, and we'll be right back. Hang in there. Hey, welcome back to the Twin Ports Real Estate Show. Jim Rondon, Gary Gallagher here from RE/MAX. Mr. Gallagher, why don't you give us your phone number?
Up here in Twin Ports, I can be reached at 218-390-0615.
And down here in Florida, you can reach me at 218-348-7653. All right, we left, we broke off here, and we were talking about the real estate market down here and what people are thinking. Yeah, after the hurricane last year, you know, some of the snowbirds or, you know, whatever you want to call it, I was telling you that when we bought this, we just kind of considered it our cabin instead of buying a cabin up north, and it turned into moving here, of course. But a lot of people don't move here permanently. A lot of people have these places. They use them over the winter. The majority of people do not rent those properties out when they are not in the area. But a lot of them, after this last hurricane, I've gotten listing calls where they say, yep, I'm done. I'm not going to go through another hurricane. So I do think that that has an impact afterwards for sure with a lot of people. But I, you know, I don't know how big of an impact. I think that the gal that you were talking about in Sarasota, I think it's just too early to say where the traffic is. Last year, I think it was quite mild in December as far as traffic goes. After January, it starts to get a little bit more. And then as you go, February and March, a lot of times, boy, those are the busiest months of all. I don't know why it is, but people like to wait until just before spring breaks. Maybe that's the point of the, I'm going to break if I have to stay here in the cold, you know, up north. And they say, let's go somewhere. So I think that's impactful. I also think that maybe we'll be a little slower this year because of, you know, post-COVID. I know it's been a few years, but, you know, a lot of people put off vacations for so long that I think a lot of them made up on it last year. So, but Gary, I'll tell you, have you ever heard of the Sunseeker Resort before?
No, I have not.
Okay, so Allegiant Airlines, right? It's the Allegiant, do they still fly in Duluth?
No.
Okay, but no. They do fly out of St. Cloud, and I know they're flying out of Minneapolis now too. And they have service directly to Punta Gorda, where I live. And it's outside of Las Vegas, I think it's their busiest hub. You know, a lot of planes coming in from all over, especially the East Coast. I mean, all kinds of them. They built a new resort here called the Sunseeker Resort. And it's beautiful. We got to go to a preview of it. It's opening actually on the 15th of December. So, and we're recording this on Friday, so it's opening today. 740 rooms. That's an amazing sized resort.
Is this like a hotel?
Yes.
I mean, if you buy condos, is a long-term stay? What type of resort is it?
It's a high-end resort. I think the rooms are starting at about $300 a night. It's as big as what you would see a big casino. I mean, it's huge. There are three different buildings that are all interconnected, you know, with different themes in each building. There's 21 restaurants in it. And the big complaint here that I overhear from people, and I'm actually a little concerned myself, is how that's going to impact traffic now that today is the day it's open. It's amazing. I mean, 743 rooms, I think is what it is. That's a lot of hotel rooms. This place is
Is this
moving.
in Punta Gorda, right by,
It's in Punta
your?
Gorda. Yep, it's on the opposite side of the Peace River. Punta Gorda kind of encompasses the Peace River and kind of goes across the bridge. There's a little bit of Punta Gorda, and then it turns into Port Charlotte, Florida, which is a larger population base, and that's where, like the big shopping centers are and all that other kind of stuff. So it's kind of like, Duluth and Superior, where Duluth has a lot more of the shopping and things to do. That's the same with Port Charlotte. So anyway, Punta Gorda, they have this big Sunseeker resort now. They really are. Allegiant is really pushing it as a vacation combo. If you're ever going to go look and see if you can get tickets to go anywhere on Allegiant.com, that'll pop up saying, come join us at Sunseeker Resort, and we'll give you a bundle. But they have an 18-hole professional golf course. I heard that you can be a member here locally, but I heard it's going to cost about $60,000 a year. I mean, it's crazy, and the over the top amenities that this resort has is just amazing. They have I think they have the largest pool at a hotel in America, although I didn't see the pool. But I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it's insanely large. So anyway, I mean, this is back to traffic flows. Wow, that's going to be something that we're all going to be paying attention to here locally in Punta Gorda, which is another reason that some people are selling in Punta Gorda, because this used to be the sleepy little town that nobody knew about. And that's when we bought here. I mean, I wouldn't call it forgotten Florida. It was very, very beautiful, but a lot of people hadn't heard of it. Allegiant Airlines actually kind of turned that around, because they started making this one of their major hubs, because we're only 40 miles from Fort Myers, probably 65 miles from Fort Myers Beach. So, and I would say 90 miles to Tampa. So that's kind of how it's developed. Allegiant probably brought in a lot of the people that were coming here, and man, our housing is going nuts. And it's becoming very busy. So a lot of people are saying, I've had enough. I want the sleepy-eyed town again. And so you add that on top of the hurricane, we have inventory that is way up. And I haven't seen the prices ease yet. And I don't know that I'm going to, but man, it's an interesting market year over year compared to last year.
Well, I think the what you're looking at is in terms of what predictions. I mean, like I said, we're starting to see some predictions that are coming out for
Right.
2024 for the housing market, and they're kind of interesting. I think they're kind you can kind of actually I this year to me was somewhat predictable as to what the predictions were going to be. And I think at the top of the list with what everybody looks for, Jim, is the mortgage rates.
Right.
It's the top story when it comes to real estate. It's been the top story for a while, and I think it will continue to be the top story as we move into the foreseeable future. And so the economists are certainly they're predicting that the rates are going to go down, and they've been saying that, as we discussed earlier this summer. That is, we got into the fourth quarter of 2023 and moved into the second quarter of 2024, that these rates were going to start to ease, which they've started to, which is good for the real estate economy. The other thing that they are saying, Jim, is they still expect the inventories to be tight, and they expect the prices to remain high, historically high. And as we have discussed previously, one of the main reasons for that is the people that bought their houses with these low interest rates don't have any reason to sell. And
Right.
unless there's an extenuating circumstance to where their family has grown too much, or they're downsizing, or whatever the case may be, they don't want to get out of these fantastic mortgage rates that they have. So the prices are going to remain high. The inventories are going to increase, but they're still going to be low, and there's still going to be competition. But there still are, and they don't provide numbers of the people that have actually been priced out of the market since these rates. But what they do say, Jim, is, you know, when you look at the numbers that they're predicting for the adjusted annual unit sales, they're predicting that unit sales are going to drop somewhere in the area of 4.2 million to 5 million, which is low when you consider the whole country. That's that's existing single family home sales. That's what we're looking at annually. When we deal with peak annual sales, you know, I think the record high was 6.3, 6.5, somewhere right in there, you know, of used homes for sale that we sell annually. And now, and I believe earlier this year, they had revised 2023 down under 4 million, which is historically low,
right?
You know, for unit sales. But we're looking at that type of a number for annual sales across the country. And they're also looking for the number that they're talking about for new home sales, new construction, is high sixes to mid 800,000 for new home starts, which is also, again, it's not peak. I think the peak obviously was over 1 million annual new starts per year, but it's stable. And I think that's what we all are looking at, is we want some stability. We want to see some stability. We don't like it when we can't sell houses, when we're in a housing recession. It's no fun when you're in a frenzy and people can't get houses because the prices are just going wild. So stability in the marketplace, I think, is very good. It's much healthier. It's much better for people's, you know, frame of mind. And that's some of the predictions that people are that they're saying. And this comes from Housing Wire, which is a great site for real estate data information across the country. But I think the big thing is, these home prices aren't going down, and they're going to continue to inch higher. And until we get a situation to where we have more inventory, you know, when we start getting up to a 5, 6, 7 month supply of homes, then you're going to see the prices come down. But until we get there, you know, we're still at a 1 month to 2 month, marketplace for homes. And that's a seller's market. And until we start getting more homes into the marketplace, increase the inventories, these prices are going to continue to go up. And yeah.
Well, and I think that also, you know, I was watching a webinar from the National Association of Realtors, which featured Lawrence Yoon and other panelists. Now, Lawrence Yoon is the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, and he has been for decades. We've been talking about him since the beginning of this real estate show, for example. He was on with a panel of two other experts that are, you know, forecasters in this. He predicted four rate changes over the next coming 12 months, while the other ones, one of them said, I don't think it's going to change. I think it's going to stay about the same. And another one, they both disagreed with him, which I think sometimes he has the rosier outlook of everything. But I think the agreement between them all basically was that the rates were going to kind of flatline for the rest of this year. Now, I don't know what that really means, if that's really going to happen, or, I mean, if he has four minor rate cuts, what that means the interest rate's going to be. But there's not agreement with those forecasters for sure. Not like they argue, you know, on this webinar, but they definitely have their own set of predictions. So that was interesting to watch. And nobody is really concerned about the residential sector and the, you know, of what's going to happen if the rates remain where they are, or they happen to go up a little bit or whatever. Because there are so many buyers more than there are houses to put them in, they are worried about and concerned about the commercial sector. The number of square feet that is empty in office building is very alarming still, even though a lot of companies have called people their workforces back. So that remains to be weak. And then the other thing, Gary, and you and I have talked about this, is commercial loans have a fixed rate, usually of 3 to 5 to maybe 7 years if you can find it, and then they rewrite. The majority of them are coming up for renewal, and in some cases the interest rates are going to double, and that more than doubles your payment, you know. So there's a lot of concern there, and the commercial sector is seen as, because of these resetting mortgages, that it's kind of a scary tipping point there. So they're concerned about that. I don't know what's going to happen commercially, but man, I don't know if you've known this, but some of the rates that the banks are charging for commercial loans, I've heard 9.5%. So it is up there, and the regulators are kind of pointing at them and saying, you have to have tight ships here. You know, so there's concern out there for that, but the residential sector, seems, you know, in all their opinion, is going to plug along just fine. We've got more buyers than we do have housing that's available, so the interest rates are going to be impactful a little bit, maybe on value. But you're right; they're saying they're going to stay the same or have slight increases. So,
well, and let me know how we're doing on time, Jim.
We got another minute and a half.
We've got interest rate predictions from HousingWire for 2024 are between 6 and 7, and okay. Basically, they land somewhere in the 6.5% range. So I think that's going to kind of be a landing spot where we see that. If we get down to 6, that'll be great. You know, I don't know if we'll ever go under 6 again, you know, especially in the near future. But certainly off from those highs of 8% is much better. And the other thing that you're starting to see, Jim, and article out this week from the Mortgage Bankers Association, that the refinancing has really kicked in, and there seems to be somewhat of a frenzy going in the refinance market. And I would expect that will continue to, you know, be in the news as we move forward, because everybody that has purchased over the last, you know, year and three quarters with these 7%+ interest rates,
right,
they're
yeah.
going to take advantage of being able to buy down a rate, you know?
Yeah.
So, but the other thing that you talked about with these commercial rates, it's interesting because we have a couple of big projects going on here in the city of Duluth, Jim, and these are apartment buildings. And one of them is out in the Lincoln Park District where the old Seaway Hotel was.
Yeah, Gary, let's hold that thought until our next segment because we're right up on our break here. Folks, you're tuning in to the Twin Ports Real Estate Show. Hang in. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Twin Ports Real Estate Show. Jim Rund and Gary Gallagher here. Folks, if you want to reach me in sunny, warm Florida, give me a call down here, 218-348-7653. And Mr. Gallagher, give out your digits.
Yeah, if you want to reach me up here in the no-snow Twin Ports, fairly mild temperatures, you know, I'm at 218-390-0615.
Fun. Yeah, but it still amazes me how people freak out down here when you know, the overnight lows are going to be in the 40s. They just, yeah, it's kind of funny. All right, Gary. You were talking about Lincoln Park development commercial. Let's continue talking about that.
Yeah, a couple of big projects, Jim, that are now going to start to get back underway that have been, you know, shuttered for a while is the apartment complex out in Lincoln Park on the site of the old Seaway Hotel. Is going to get underway. And the other one, Jim, which is, I think, really big news, is the apartments downtown adjacent to the new Essentia medical campus, which basically are on, you know, 4th Avenue, the corner of 4th Avenue East and Superior Street. And these are, I think, 200 and some units that were scheduled to be built, you know, I think this goes back at least 3 years.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and that site has been sitting there empty, and they've extended the deed of the Duluth Economic and Development Authority had, you know, agreements in place for, you know, the package that they provided to the developer, the incentives, those types of things. And they've had to extend that package to them because the environment for building over the last, you know, few years, when you talk about commercial financing, it's been exceptionally difficult. And, you know, then you deal with the cost of materials, all of those types of things really, I think, factored into the perfect storm. So it's like, you know, when you do the performa on these projects and you base your numbers on, you know, things at the point in time you're doing them, and then there's a radical shift when it comes to financing, that blows these things out of the water. And I believe that was what we were dealing with these particular projects. You know, when you deal with the cost of materials and the cost of financing, all those things, it puts it into an environment that it's like, we can't do this right now. We have to wait. And I get that. I understand that, you know, but it is good to see these projects finally underway and that they'll get completed. And then the other thing, Jim, just to piggyback on this thing, there are a lot of residential units being built in the Duluth community right now. And we have two other big projects that are underway, that have been underway, that if you drive by these places, and one is on Arrowhead Road, just above the Rice Lake Arlington Road area, that's I don't know how many units are going in there, but that's well underway. I believe it's topping out at 4 stories, maybe 5 stories. Then there's another project over on Central Entrance, kind of behind the Taco John's there, just above South Blackman Avenue there. And that's going to be down from the central building site. And that's a massive project, you know, driving by there, looking at these things. So we are building some residential units in this town. And you know, we've been talking about this for forever, about doing this, and to see these projects underway, it'll be interesting to see once they develop, if they get filled up. You know, what are the occupancy levels of these things going to be? You know, because you don't want to build these things and have them tank and be nothing. So we are introducing a lot of new units, residential apartments, into the marketplace. And I believe the environment for financing materials has finally eased, and it's good to see these projects getting off the ground.
Well, exactly. And, you know, what people don't understand is, one of the biggest complaints down here that builders have is the amount of money that they have to pay in interest for under construction projects. You know, so like if a long term, and you know, 3 to 5 year loan for a commercial, you know, existing project is 7-8%, for them to floor plan or to build, a lot of them are paying, you know, as high as 10-10.5% right now. So yeah, you're right. That has a huge impact on the viability of all projects. There's also been projects down here that were green-lighted to start that have now been shelved, you know, or the interest has been sold. It's been transferred from one entity that was going to build it to a larger entity. So yeah, it's very interesting what's happening out here. The financing always impacts what's going on. And so when you have these rates go crazy, it can have a healthy impact.
Jim, we have another small controversy going on in the city of Duluth that involves housing. And we have a duplex that is proposed to be constructed out in the Lakeside neighborhood. And there is some pushback as to whether or not this should be allowed, because the city, the planning commission, and the city council, the planning commission's already approved this, because there's a private party that is trying to sell lots to a developer, and they want to build a duplex. I believe this is like a 3,200 square foot dwelling. Basically, you know, you're looking at, what, 1,600 square foot units for a duplex. But there's an avenue, 49th Avenue, that isn't used. It's basically a paper street, and that has to be vacated in order to allow the developer the adequate lot size to be able to construct this property. Because the people that are selling these lots, these are really small lots, and maybe they're 10, 20 feet wide, and there's multiple lots. But this is basically, based on the story that was in the News Tribune, a 66-foot wide parcel by 140 feet deep, which is certainly adequate for a property of that size. There's going to be parking and everything. But this impacts people's lives that have lived there forever. And so there's some pushback going on about allowing this to be done. And they had an article in the paper. And one of the things that I haven't seen, and one of the things that I think as a community that we've dealt with, and a couple of things that I really haven't agreed with in terms of allowing development of properties that don't fit within the surrounding properties that these things encroach upon.
Right.
Number one has been the Jersey Mike's store up there on Kenwood Avenue.
Right.
We talked
about that,
you know, extensively. And I still believe it's not a good fit. I mean, I go up there, I go by there, the parking is, it's just, it could have been built someplace else. However, it's done. The other one was the tiny house on 6th Avenue East.
Right, exactly.
Below 9th Street there. And that was just a black eye, whatever you want to call it. It should have never been done. They should have never permitted that property to be done. It doesn't fit with the surrounding properties. And who knows ultimately what's going to happen with it. So I haven't seen the actual plans for this particular duplex, but I will say this, that area of Lakeside, and this is an area that's above Glenwood and below Hawk Ridge, adjacent, if you know where the old Rockford School was, that type of stuff. Most of that area up there is new one. I'd say 1980 forward. I mean, there's very few houses up there that were built prior to 1980. And then you have the Hawk Ridge development that, you know, that's basically, you know, newer than 20 years. So it's a lot of new development. And so you go down some of these streets that you get above Glenwood, and most of them are dead end either way you go on the side of the road. And wanting to see what the actual footprint looks like, I think, you know, when people get upset when they've lived in their house that they purchased and all of a sudden there's going to be new development. And what is it? What is it going to be? And I will always say this, if it doesn't fit within what is the like properties or similar properties that are surrounding it, that type of stuff, then I wouldn't do it. And so trying to understand what this is actually going to be, plopping it into a long-term residential neighborhood is something that I think that as far as I'm concerned, the verdict's still out, because I'd like to see what it is, what it's going to be. And, you know, before I would say, hey, this is okay, you know, but there's definitely pushback going on from the surrounding neighbors.
Well, I would tell you this, it happens down here and I'm sure it happens there. There's not one project that goes before the planning commission that people don't complain about. If it's going to be in their area, they don't want it. I see this every single time, you know, and while I understand, when housing is so tight, you know, especially in the Twin Ports, I have a hard time, believing that if the planning commission and all these other, you know, entities that put these plans forward, we're going to listen to everybody, there would be nothing built ever. So you got to take a step back and look at how it's going to fit. And, you know, boy, I think that a lot of times too, once those buildings are built, that's done, there's no more construction, which is annoying. I get it. You know, the impact is pretty calm. You know, I mean, people are living there. It's not like it's party zone central. So I think that if it gets approved, once it's built and it's all said and done, you'll never hear another thing about it. But yeah, it just, you know, the not in my backyard kind of a mentality in America has been alive and well for as long as I've been alive. And it's alive and well now. So, all right, Mr. Gallagher. We are up against the break again. Why don't you give out your phone number?
Up at the Twin Ports, I'm at 218-390-0615.
And down here in Punta Gorda, Florida, 218-348-7653. Hang in there. We're going to be right back to wrap it all up. Hey, welcome back to the last segment of the Twin Ports Real Estate Show. All right, Mr. Gallagher, you got all your Christmas shopping done?
Well, we, no, I don't.
Yeah.
My two youngest sons and I are planning a little, to go out and do a little bit of shopping here, but, basically I haven't started, Jim.
I gotcha. Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I got a couple taken care of. The ones that I needed to ship, everything that I needed to ship is done. I just basically have a couple people down here, including my bride. But yeah, that's about it. I'm gonna try to get her all done here before the real peak of shopping. So that means that I should go today. But I'm probably not going to. Today or Monday is when I want to go and figure out the rest of the couple of things that I need to buy. But yeah, it's fun though. Once you're out there shopping, it's kind of fun, you know, shopping for somebody else always brings a little flutter of feeling to your heart. And I had a lot of fun shopping for the others that I needed to. So yeah, it's a good thing. So, all right, Mr. Gallagher, what about some stats?
Real quickly here, up in the Duluth market, we've got at Duluth and surrounding market, we've got 193 active listings. So far this year in 2023, Jim, we've sold 1,459 homes with an average sale price of $336,000. And with 2 weeks left in the year, we have 95 listings that are under contract or pending, waiting to close. So down a little bit of a down year in terms of unit sales, but certainly the prices have not gone anywhere but up. And so we expect more of that to continue as we get into the new year. It'll be interesting to see if the unit sales rebound. Don't expect the prices to go too far south, but unit sales should rebound. And I think that's all the talk that is not only locally here, but nationally as well, for the real estate market to begin its rebound as we move into 2024 and beyond.
Hey, just a really quick question before we're out of here. Have you read any, I've been reading a lot about, Airbnb, and, that a lot of those people that bought real estate as that, you know, in that segment are having some struggles.
Yes, no question about it.
You hear
that's
that
a changing
up in the
market, but I think it's all localized. I think wherever you are, like up here, for example, I still think the Airbnb market is great. And I think it depends on where you are. But I think Airbnb overall is starting. We're starting to see a downward trend, and there's some struggles going on in certain areas.
Well, and the trend here is neighborhood by neighborhood to ban them. So it's very interesting. There's a very strong movement against the Airbnb model down here in Florida, unless you own them, of course. So, all right, Mr. Gallagher, that's about all the time we have. Give out your phone number one more time.
218-390-0615.
And I'm down here in Punta Gorda. Give me a call if you need some real estate. If you have any questions, 218-348-7653. Have a great week, everybody, and enjoy the mild weather up there in Duluth, Minnesota. All right, we're out of here, Mr. Gallagher. Have a great week.